From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. It's a proposal that's died several times in the past, but a bill that would allow California employees to work flexible schedules is back this year at the state capitol. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
We're talking here about employees who want to work, say, 4 10-hour days each week, without employers having to pay them overtime for working more than 8 hours in a single day. Republican Senator Tom Berryhill has authored this bill. He says even though the current system allows some employees to work flexible schedules, such as through collective bargaining, it's not enough.
Right now, I think they can work it out to a certain extent, but this would be universal that people would have the ability to go to the ownership and say, this is how we'd really like to do it, and then it'd be mandated.
Similar bills have died at the Capitol in previous years. Labor unions have argued that the current process works well and that changing it could let companies play favorites. They say employers could let some employees work their preferred schedules, but not others. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California lawmakers have moved one step closer to passing legislation that would expand Medi-Cal eligibility as part of the federal health care law. The legislation would extend health care coverage to those with incomes below 138% of federal poverty level beginning in 2014. Both the Assembly and the Senate passed bills Thursday, which must now cross over to the other chamber. Democratic Assembly member Tom Amiano supported the legislation.
It should be for all people. We are about a democracy here, not about premium health care for some and people dying on the sidewalk outside of an emergency room for others.
But some Republican lawmakers who voted against the legislation say they fear the state would eventually end up footing the bill. The federal government will pay for the health coverage expansion for the first 3 years and 90% of the cost after that.